this one, I wrote this song. It's called Lord Help Me Find the Way, thinking about, you know. I hadn't sang this in a while, but it's on one of my maybe two solo albums ago that I did when I first went out. So Dewey, I think you helped me a little bit on through the Field of Fields in there. Is that right? Yeah, we'll do it in D, so we'll try it for you. Music is what I am. It ain't easy, it ain't hard, but I'm feeling pretty lonesome, way down in my heart. I know the times are changing from that old wind that blows. There's a date in the distance on a stage for a show. Trying to fill his shoes is the hardest thing I know. It's not living for the legend, it's the dead that I love so. So Lord, help me find the way to Billy with the words that I want to say. Lord, help me find the way to be the man He wants me to be each and every day. I know there'll come a time when we'll have to say goodbye, but He's left me a roadmap that keeps me riding high. So Lord, help me find the way to bless me with the words that I want to say. Each and every day, be the man He wants me to be. Each and every day. Got me out of breath. I run out to the bus and went all the way around the building and come back in, and somebody said he wanted me to sing another, but I didn't know. Like I said earlier, it's been a real pleasure to be here, and like the song says, you know, it's kind of hard being me a little bit in ways and areas, but at the same time, you know, I'm very proud to be that age. My dad first and foremost, but how many days are you born and your daddy's such a legend that he is, and has been one of the greatest, like I said earlier, the greatest singer in the bluegrass music, country music, whatever. So, if I can be half the man or half as good as him or my Uncle Carter, I think I'll be okay. I'll be a decent guy. That's the way I've always looked at it. Can't beat him, you just gotta keep it rolling and try to do your own thing. Don't you? Dad, you wanna do Pretty Girl with City Lights?
Yeah.
Me and you sang that one. We took that to the top 10 in the bluegrass charts back in, I guess, 2000 or something like that. You're sounding good tonight, huh?
I've about forgot.
You have?
Yeah, I tried to remember it, so.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody again to be sure and come to the Memorial Day Bluegrass Festival. It'll be the 44th annual festival down there.
Old home place.
Old home place. That's where my dad and Uncle Carter was raised and born. born and raised, and like I said, it'll be 44 years, and Dad asked me 3 years ago if I would kind of look after it and be responsible, but you know, so I'm the man actually running it, booking it, and everything like that, but just trying to, he wanted, I guess, to let me do all the hard work there and let him just relax and stay there and sing and sign autographs all day. But, you know, that place is very special, and it means a lot to me, so I hopefully we can keep it going and keep good traditional bluegrass music.
Look on the bright side, it's just 20 hours away.
No, actually, it ain't that far. I looked it up, it was 17 hours.
3 hours short.
Pretty girls and city lights.